It's Tuesday, the 8th of July, and I can smell baking, as in bread, dough, baking. I don't know why, because there's nothing like that about here, and my neighbours certainly not baking bread at this time of the month. At least it's a change from smoke. Alarm bells in the garden, but there are no alarms. There's nothing going on. Just the birdie in a wee panic mode because Mr. Blackbird is spending most of his time feeding his youngsters. At the moment, they've disappeared since I came out the back, but they'll come back out. So he's given himself a wee chance to feed his own belly. Very still and calm and mild, but overcast, totally overcast. Had a little sparrow. Lots of birds are in the garden at the moment. The collared doves are up on the they're on their safe perch. Again. Oh. I'm tired. I'm just going to be honest about it. I'm just tired. I'm standing here with my eyes closed. Oh, now I'm awake. Different kind of bird. And back to sleep. Apart from being absolutely tired, but that didn't help that I had to get up at 10 to 6. I didn't have to. I was woken by a certain other person getting up at 10 to 6, so I got up, but I didn't know it was 10 to 6. So breaking your sleep twice during the night and once so late, well, probably went back to sleep for an hour at most, and then the alarm clock or the alarm went off on the phone, and I was doing a Victor Meldrew. Don't believe it. All I seem to talk about is being so tired in the mornings. I'm fine once I get going, absolutely fine. As long as I don't sit down anywhere. As soon as I sit in the big chair in the evening, goodness grief, away you go again, yawning your head off. I went out a walk last evening. It was such a beautiful evening, late afternoon, yeah. Gorgeous. Really warm, sunny, beautiful. So we went a wee walk, a wee donner. It was nice. Tidied the garden up yesterday. Yes, I did. Had the choppers out, the shears, and went a trimming and a hacking. Ah well, in a week's time they'll all be back where they were. It's just nice to stand here. I often feel obliged to say something, even if it's for my own sake. In fact, mostly it's for my own sake. Oh. Will I ever look back or listen back on any of this stuff? The intention that was started for a daily or a morning journal of my thoughts, my feelings, and my health, and what was happening, and all condensed into about 10 minutes each morning. One day in the future, I'll listen back to all this. See how I felt on the 8th of July 2014. What was the weather like? What was happening? In all probability, never listen to it again. But I still feel it's good to at least voice my status. There's the word I'll use. It's kind of technical thing. What's your status? Your sit rep. Isn't that a great expression? Sit rep. Situation report. Yeah, that's it. My morning sit rep. Sounds as if I've got a woodpecker over in the corner there. Well, the young blackbirds are getting fed over to the right. Sit rep. Oh, wait. 14 hours. Feeling good. May not sound it. But I'm just chilling. Feed me, feed me, feed me. Imagine if we had to feed our children like that on day one. Squawk, squawk, mouth open. Not every 4 hours like a babby, but every 2 minutes. Can you imagine our children, our babbies, growing at the rate that a young bird grows at? Day one, tiny naked thing born. Day 5. Now 4 times its size. Week 2. Gigantor. Maybe they'll be burnt out. Ah well. Such fantasies. I feel a spit of rain. No. Correction. I feel more than one spit of rain. Ah well. That'll be the grass cutting up there. But the garden needs rain. I can't remember the last time I said that, the garden needs rain. Usually it's the garden needs dried out.